This studies in the New Testament is entitled Entering God's Rest, presented by Pastor Mark Weiss of the Church of the Lutheran Confession in Northport, Florida. It was a tragic story with which every Hebrew was familiar, how at the brink of Canaan, the Israelites refused to go in. Our enemies are too big, they said, implying their God was too small. They wept, whimpered, and faithlessly wished, if only we had died in this wilderness. Furious at their constant rebellion, God granted their request. Instead of marching into Canaan, they spent 40 years dying in the wilderness. Worse still, those of the Exodus generation who rejected God not only forfeited the promised land, they also forfeited God's promised rest. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Psalm 95, verse 11, a psalm quoted seven times in Hebrews chapters 3 and 4. In Hebrews 3, 7 through 19, the inspired writer first warned his readers, this is what happened to the unbelieving Israelites. In Hebrews 4, 1 through 10, he exhorted them, don't let this happen to you. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Hebrews 4, 1. But what exactly is God's rest? Canaan was certainly a resting place for the Israelites, but the land itself was not God's rest. God's rest existed long before Canaan and Canaanites and Israelites. In fact, has existed since day 7 of creation. Even after the Israelites entered Canaan, they found no true rest in their land or from their leader, Joshua. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day, Hebrews 4:8. God alone is the source of true rest. The word rest is used 10 times in chapters 3 and 4 of Hebrews, but it is never associated with an earthly person, place, or thing, only God. It is called my rest in Hebrews 3, verse 11, 4, verse 3, and 5, and his rest in Hebrews 3, 18, and 4, 1, and 10. Consequently, when the Israelites rejected God, they rejected his promised rest and his promised land. Unbelief prevented them from entering both. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief, Hebrews 3:19. God rested on the seventh day of creation, not because he was tired, but because he was done creating. The works were finished from the foundation of the world, Hebrews 4:3. In his unsearchable wisdom and immeasurable power, God had created all we needed for life, fulfillment, and purpose. Nothing was missing. Everything was perfect. So God stopped creating. To enter God's rest means that we also cease from our works as God did from his, Hebrews 4:10. That is, that we trust God to provide everything from daily bread to eternal life. God's rest is not entered by doing, but by believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and relying upon his word. For we who have believed enter that rest, Hebrews 4:3. Each today that we hear the gospel that declares how God alone has done all the works of redemption, and we do all the unmerited receiving, we are being called to God's rest. The gospel declares how Christ is not only the once-for-all sacrifice for our sins, but also the once-and-for-all guarantee that God will withhold no good and perfect blessing from our lives. To know and believe this is to rest in God, and to rest better in bed. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8. The best commentary on Hebrews 4, verses 1 through 10 is found in Matthew 11, 28 through 29, where Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.